Absolutely shameful. Someone burned the pride flag flying outside Tempe City Hall during Pride Month. Tempe's city manager called it an act of aggression, and Tempe's mayor, Corey Woods, said it was an attempt to threaten, bully, and intimidate. And he said his city will work even harder to be more inclusive. So the idiot who burned that pride flag as a display of their hate is likely getting the opposite effect they were shooting for. Yeah, I used the word hate, even though I don't know if they can be charged with a hate crime. But I'd like to take a moment to clarify what is and isn't hate, because also this week, the Human Rights Campaign declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people because of what it calls an unprecedented and dangerous spike in discriminatory state legislation. An AP analysis of this legislation found that many of the bills the Human Rights Campaign is targeting are attempting to ban or restrict gender-affirming health care for transgendered youth. Does it make me hateful that I hate what gender-affirming health care for kids often means? Because what we're talking about are human beings without fully formed brains making decisions they can't often take back. Things like sex reassignment surgery and puberty blockers, something of which we are far from having a full knowledge of their long-term effects. No one would ever ask a preteen to decide now what they'll do for a living for the rest of their life without going back on that decision. So are we okay with them making a decision to always be a woman or a man before they've even become a woman or a man? I believe all people should be treated with respect. That's what I teach my girls. But it's a two-way street. And the rights of parents who want to know if their kids are dressing and acting as a different gender when they're at school have to be respected too. As do the rights of women who point out truthfully that whether Leah Thomas is wearing a Speedo or a woman's one piece, Leah is a biological male racing in a pool against biological females. I'm not a hate-filled transphobic because I love the truth and believe in scientific fact.